2,000 years ago, a slave was merely a piece of machinery. Nowadays, a rich man invests his money in factories. The rich people of Rome, senators, generals, and war profiteers, invested theirs in land and in slaves. The land they bought or took in the newly acquired provinces. The slaves they bought in open market wherever they happened to be cheapest. During most of the 3rd and 2nd centuries before Christ, there was a plentiful supply, and as a result, the landowners worked their slaves until they dropped dead in their tracks, when they bought new ones at the nearest bargain counter of Corinthian or Carthaginian captives. And now behold the fate of the freeborn farmer. He had done his duty toward Rome, and he had fought her battles without complaint. But when he came home, after 10, 15, or 20 years, his lands were covered with weeds, and his family had been ruined. But he was a strong man and willing to begin life anew. He sowed and planted and waited for the harvest. He carried his grain to the market together with his cattle and his poultry to find that the large landowners who worked their estates with slaves could underbid him all along the line. For a couple of years he tried to hold his own. Then he gave up in despair. He left the country and he went to the nearest city. In the city he was as hungry as he had been before on the land. But he shared his misery with thousands of other disinherited beings.